Welcome to my shamanic life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice in just a few minutes, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. This week, I pulled a card from Alberto Violdo's Mystic Shaman Oracle deck. And the card that I pulled out for this episode was the Earth card. And considering what I'm planning on talking about, this is a really good card. The book that comes with the cards says that Earth represents the gift of life. The symbol on this card refers to the body of the planet Earth, the human body, and nature herself. We're reminded by this symbol that all creatures are born of the earth and human beings are the stewards of all life on this planet. It refers to what we make of it, our health, wealth, security, grounding, solidity, and stability. It reminds us that the world of form is a gift from spirit and needs to be treated with respect. And it says the invitation of this card is a need to focus on reverence and appreciation for the natural gifts that are coming to you now and always. Before we get to the yoga practice, I want to talk about opossums and a reverence and a respect for opossums. Probably because many of the wildlife rehabilitators a little further south from here are starting to get baby opossums in. When the mama opossums get hit by cars, often the babies that are in her pouch will survive and they can be taken and hand raised. And that's a really good thing. Not that anything happened to mama opossum. Obviously, the best thing for those babies would be to be raised by their mother. But it's good that we can save them. So I want to share a little bit about opossums and why it's so important that we save those baby opossums when we can and leave the adults alone. So the opossum is actually called the Virginia opossum, and it's the only marsupial in the United States and Canada. It is not the same animal as a possum, which is an Australian marsupial. So our Virginia opossums are unique to this area, and they have some pretty cool features. One is their prehensile tail. They're one of the few animals that can use their tail like an extra appendage, and they can carry things with it. They can grip branches with it when they're climbing trees. And one of the things that they're known for is playing possum, playing dead. And here's something that I just found out recently. Playing dead is an involuntary response. They're not good actors. It's just a reflex in response to stress. So that possum has no choice but to play dead if you scare it. The other thing that comes with playing dead is a smell. When they play dead, they smell dead. And that's because they have a scent gland that releases during that whole involuntary process. Because that happens, they could be pretty smelly all the time, but they're not. Because they self-groom as much as or maybe more than cats. They are very, very clean. They also have a really great memory. When scientists tested if they could remember the path to food, they remembered it fastest and retained the memory the longest out of all of the animals that they tested. So if you leave food out and an opossum finds it, chances are the opossum is going to come back again and again and again looking for more. Now, if you've got cats that you feed outside and you don't want to share the cat food with the opossums, you're going to have to put the cat food out, let the cats eat it, and then pick it up. Because if a possum finds it, the opossum's going to come back again. And be conscious of that. There's nothing wrong with feeding them. But if you don't want them around, don't feed them. The other thing that I didn't know about opossums is that they're very social. We usually see them by themselves, but actually they often live in family groups. And they just wander around to hunt and find food. So I promised I would tell you why it's so important that we take care of our opossums. One reason is that they slow the spread of Lyme disease. They can eat thousands of ticks a day. So if you want to keep the ticks away from your yard, keep an opossum around. They are also immune to most snake venom, The only exception to that seems to be the coral snake, which means that they can hunt the venomous snakes that nobody else can. Now, here in the Adirondacks, our only venomous snake is the timber rattler, and they're pretty big for an opossum. But in other parts of the country, opossums are helping to control the population of venomous snakes. And the other thing about opossums that I wanted to share is that it's almost impossible for them to get rabies. Their body temperatures are low, and the rabies virus doesn't seem to be able to survive in their bodies, which means that if you see an opossum that's acting strangely, it's probably not rabid. Often, the signs that look like rabies, such as walking in circles or seeming to be disoriented, is because of head trauma. So if you ever see an opossum like that, please, let's do something to help it. Call your local wildlife rehabilitator. And if you don't know who that is, go to the website Animal Help Now, which is ahnow.org, and you can find somebody local. So that's my talk about opossums and celebrating the opossum and really having reverence and care for them. As stewards of the earth, we need to take care of the animals that, even though they may not be pretty in our idea of what is pretty or cute, they are very, very important and help to keep us healthy. Because opossums can play dead, it made me think of shavasana, or corpse pose in yoga, and how we take on the posture of death, and how we move into that bliss state that feels like death, or how we might imagine death would be. And as I was thinking about it, we don't have that nice little involuntary play dead response, but we can go through a practice to help us move into savasana and achieve that death-like state. For some of my yoga students, savasana is the hardest pose. Dropping into stillness without trying to figure out how long you've been there or getting restless can be really challenging. And for most beginner practitioners of yoga, it takes a little while before you start to get what savasana really is. So what I'd like to do today is to lead you through a practice, about 30 minutes, of just moving the body in ways that help the body to relax and help you to get out of your head so that you can settle into your body and drop into that savasana space. Maybe not the first time, maybe not the second time, but eventually. So if you're practicing with me and you haven't already, unroll your mat. And we're going to begin our practice standing. So come to stand on your mat in mountain pose. Feel your feet on the mat underneath you, and feel your floor through your feet. Notice the solidity, the earth underneath you. And if you happen to be someplace where you can practice outside, feel the earth. Notice what the ground feels like. I was listening to a talk by a shaman many years ago, and he was talking about the way the South American, the Peruvian shamans, will use things like gummy bears in their healing rituals. And somebody questioned it because, you know, they seemed like such an unnatural thing, processed candies that they were using. And the shaman said, there is nothing that exists on the earth that isn't of the earth. There is nothing that exists on the earth that isn't of the earth. It doesn't matter how we manipulate it. The raw materials are all of the earth. So they don't have any problem with using gummy bears. And we shouldn't have any problem with letting the floor be earth, because the floor, no matter what it's made of, is of the earth. So take a moment and feel the floor underneath your feet. Feel the way your hips balance over your feet. Feel your shoulders balance over your hips and your ears over your shoulders. Notice the way your arms hang by your sides and the weight of your fingers as they reach toward the floor. Now bring your attention to your breath. And as you take your next breath in, breathe it down your body. Imagine your breath going all the way down your legs to your feet. And as you exhale, let the breath flow all the way up, back out through your nose. And then inhale again, draw the breath down, all the way down to your feet. And exhale all the way out through your nose. Feel the breath flowing all the way up and down your body. Perhaps the next exhale goes all the way out through the crown of your head. breathing up and down the length of your body, feeling your feet on the floor, your head balanced over your feet, and keeping those long, deep breaths. On your next inhale, float your arms out and up, reach your fingers to the sky. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips, open your arms out, and fold forward until your fingertips touch the floor. Bend your knees if necessary. And put a little more bend into your knees. Relax your neck, let your head fall. Keep bending your knees until you can put your palms flat down on the floor. Turn your fingers whatever way feels best for you. Keep your hands pressed down into the floor. And as you take your next breath in, lift your hips toward the ceiling, straightening your legs just until you hit your max. You feel the stretch, and then exhale, bend your knees deeply, feel your upper body come down onto your thighs. Hands stay on the floor. Inhale, lift. Don't let your hands come off the floor. Lift your hips, lengthen. And as you exhale, bend your knees, sink back down over your legs, drop your head. Let's do a few more of these. Keep your palms down. Inhale, lift your hips. Exhale, lower your hips, bend your knees, sink back down, deep fold. Inhale, press your feet and your hands into the floor as your hips lift up. Feel your legs starting to get some energy up out of the earth. Exhale, put a little bend into your knees. Fold down over your legs. Two more. Inhale, lift. Push the floor away with your hands as if that would lift your hips higher. Exhale, bend your knees, sink down over your legs. One more. Inhale, hips lift up. Exhale, fold in. Relax. Slow deep breaths. Feel the energy moving up through your legs. Keep your palms down on the floor. Make sure they're about shoulder width apart and walk your feet back until you're in downward facing dog. When you get your feet back, pedal out your heels a few times. It might feel really good to release the legs. Let your head reach down between your arms. Put a little bend into your elbows. And rotate the inner crease of your elbows forward. Feel the upper arm bones roll onto the back. Broaden your collarbones. Move your shoulder blades towards your hips. Push the floor away with your hands. Reach your tailbone back. Roll your inner thighs behind you. And press your thigh bones into the backs of your legs. Now release your knees to the mat. Walk your hands in. And then come onto hands and knees. So your hips are aligned over your knees, your shoulders over your wrist. Feel your back flat. And as you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms, lift your tailbone to the sky, sink your belly down. And as you exhale, round your back, bring your navel all the way up to your spine so your back domes. Inhale, draw your heart through, lift it up, lift your tailbone. Exhale, round your back. Draw your navel to your spine. Push the floor away with your hands and the tops of your feet so your knees stay light. And then inhale, sink your belly down. Draw your heart through. Lift your tailbone up. Exhale, round your back. One more time. Inhale, lift your heart through. Exhale, round your back. Come to a flat back as you inhale. Walk your knees out to the sides so that they're almost mat width apart. Bring your big toes together and then drop your hips to your heels and your forehead to the mat. Release into child's pose. Sink your shoulder blades onto the back ribs. Breathe deeply down into the low back. Feel the breath spread there, lifting and opening the sacrum with the breath. Now lift your head just a couple inches off the floor and walk your hands a few inches closer so that you can take your right hand, bring it underneath your chest. Now turn your palm up, thread your hand underneath your left shoulder, and turn to the left until your right shoulder is down on the mat. Lay the right side of your head down so that you're looking underneath your left arm out at that extended right arm underneath. And then sink your hips back towards your heels just a little bit more. Let the weight come into your right shoulder. And you can stay here with your left arm reaching forward. Maybe inch the fingers forward a little bit as the left hip comes back. So you get really long through that side. Or if you want to twist open a bit more, lift your left arm and drape it across your back so that your fingers come over by your right hip. Now roll the left shoulder back and stack the left shoulder over the right. Keep the left hip down on the heels so that you're twisting in the middle of your back, sinking the weight into the right shoulder. You might feel a little bit of stretch in the back of that shoulder. And breathe. Feel the breath spiraling down into your low back now. If you have your hand behind your back, float that left arm forward again. Reach your fingers forward. Press your palm down into the floor so you can lift off your right shoulder and then draw the right hand back under your chest and reach it forward. Extending out. Relax into child's pose for a moment as your spine unwinds. Walking the hands just a little bit closer again, lift your head slightly, draw your left hand in under your chest. Turn your palm up and then thread that hand underneath the right shoulder. Turn your head to the right and let the outside of your left shoulder come down onto the floor. Sink the hips back toward the heels and reach your right fingers forward so the right side's getting long. And stay here lengthening, or take your right arm behind your back, snake your fingers over towards your left hip and roll your right shoulder back to stack it over the left. Breathe into it. Feel the breath spiral up and down your spine. Take one more breath. Lift your right arm off your back, reach it forward, press your right hand down, and then lift off of your left shoulder to pull your hand underneath. And stretch your arm forward. Sink back into child for a couple more breaths. Very gently lift up onto your knees. Walk your hands out in front of you and then bend your elbows and place your elbows down underneath your shoulders. Turn your palms towards each other, bring your hands together and interlace your fingers. Notice the pinky that's on the bottom pressing down into the floor. Tuck that pinky up between your palms. Keep your elbows no wider than your shoulders. Press your forearms down. Now curl your toes under. Lift your tailbone and lift yourself up off of your knees so that your body is coming into a shape like downward facing dog. Your head will fall down into the space between your arms. Dolphin pose. Press your forearms down and away, lift your tailbone up and back, and just like in downward facing dog, draw the thigh bones into the backs of the legs. The shoulders feel a little different here. Tuck the shoulders under so the armpits close. Feel that space. Take a couple breaths here. Now, still pressing your forearms down, shift your shoulders forward over your elbows and walk your feet back to lower your hips into a forearm plank so that your shoulders, your hips, and your heels are making one straight line. Lift your gaze forward towards your hands or even slightly past them. Breathe into that for a moment, pressing the forearms down, lifting out of the elbows, sinking back into the heels. Take another breath. And then release your knees and then your hips down to the floor. Roll your shoulders back so the forearms are down on the mat. Shoulders rolling back. The belly starts to come down. The hip points are in the floor. Press the tops of your feet into the mat. Lighten your knees. And then release your hands. Turn your palms down and press them into the floor in front of your elbows. Coming into Sphinx pose. Lift the top of your sternum toward the bottom of your chin. Broaden your collarbones and slide your shoulder blades down your back towards your hips. Keep sinking the hip points down. Ease your tailbone down toward the floor and reach it back towards your heels. So your low back stays long in this back bend. Lift your ears off your shoulders and lower your chin slightly so the back of your neck is long. One straight line, upper back, up the back of your neck. Breathe into it. If this is getting compressive in your low back and it's starting to border on strain, move your elbows forward in front of your shoulders, but still in line with them until you're lower enough to be comfortable. If you can comfortably hold Sphinx with your elbows underneath your shoulders and you want to take it a little bit deeper, spin your forearms out so that your hands are about mat width apart. Press your palms down into the floor and lift your elbows off of the floor until your arms straighten. Be careful not to throw your head back to make it feel like you're deeper in this pose. Instead, lengthen the spine. Lift the top of your sternum up under your chin. Lift your ears off your shoulders. Extend up through the crown of your head. And at the same time, continue to reach back through your tailbone. The shoulder blades slide down. The hips are sinking down. The low back is a little more compressive. Just notice what's going on. Release if necessary. Otherwise, hold this for a moment. Another breath, and then very slowly begin to lower your elbows back down underneath your shoulders. Turn your forearms so that they're back in line with your elbows and shoulders, and then very, very slowly begin to lower your upper body down to the mat. Stretch your arms out in front of you. Let your chin or your forehead come down and breathe into it. Notice what's going on in your low back. Maybe it needs a little shake. Wiggle your hips from side to side to release. Keep your left arm stretched forward. Bend your right elbow and place your right hand next to your chest. Press your hand into the floor and roll up onto your left side. Stack your legs, flex your feet, and move your right hand a little closer so that you can stack your hips and shoulders. Now lift your right leg off of the left. Keep your foot flexed and swing your leg out in front of you until you can put the inside edge of your foot down. And you may not be straight forward. It's okay if you're angled a bit. You're going to use that leg as a brace to keep your right hip stacked on top of the left. And once you've got the support of your leg, lift your right arm and drop it behind your back so your fingers find the floor next to the small of your back. There's lots of stops on the way into this pose. Feel free to find the right one for you. And if you get to some place that's uncomfortable, back up a step. To deepen, bend your left knee, that was the bottom one, and bring your foot up behind you reach for your foot with your right hand. And when you have a hold of your foot, press your foot into your hand until you feel your right shoulder starting to pull toward the floor behind you. Let that go. Let your shoulder fall back. Your head falls to the floor behind your left arm. Your gaze and your heart turn to the sky. Your hips are still stacked right on top of left. And there's a little twist in your spine as your heart opens. Notice any sensation of stretch that you feel in your left thigh. You can make that more intense or less intense, depending on how much you push your foot into your hand. Feel free to get passive with this pose. Breathe into your heart space. Take a few more breaths. Now, if you're holding onto your foot, let it slide out of your hand and very slowly straighten your left leg. When it's fully extended, flex your foot again. Lift your right arm and bring your hand to the floor in front of you. Roll back up onto your left side so that your head comes back onto your arm and your shoulders are again stacked. Press your right hand down into the floor in front of your chest. Lift your right foot and swing your leg to stack your right leg over your left. When the legs are stacked, point your toes. Move your right hand out to the side a little bit and roll back onto your chest. Then extend your right arm forward, chin or forehead on the mat. Take a moment for your body to unwind. Now keep your right arm extended forward. Bend your left elbow, bring your left hand next to your chest. Press your hand into the floor. Roll up onto your right side, put your head on your right arm. Move your left hand in a little bit. Use that for support. Flex your feet as your legs are stacked. Now lift your left leg and swing it out in front of you. Put the inside edge of your foot down on the floor. Keep your hips stacked. Once you've got that support, lift your left arm. Drop your hand down behind the small of your back. Your fingers might rest on the floor there. To deepen further, bend your right knee. Lift your foot up behind you and place your foot into your left hand. Press your foot into your hand. And as you start to feel your left shoulder stretching back behind you, let it go. Turn your heart toward the sky. Turn your gaze to the sky. Rest your head behind your right arm. And on this side as well, you can press your foot into your hand and create more stretch in the front of your right thigh. Or you can make that a little more passive and relax some of that pressure. And breathe into your stretch. Slow and steady breath. Feel the breath fill your body. We're almost there. We're almost to Savasana. Begin to let go. Take another breath. Slide your right foot out of your left hand. Slowly straighten your right leg. Flex your foot. and lift your left hand and bring it to the floor in front of you. Use that for support to lift your left leg and swing it back on top of the right. Point your toes. Walk your hand out a little bit. Roll onto your chest. Extend your arm forward. Now bend your elbows out to the sides and stack your hands under your forehead for a moment. Breathe deeply. Send the breath all the way down to your toes. And let it flow up to the crown of your head, up and down your spine. And roll over onto your back. Draw your knees towards your chest, give them a little hug. Rock a bit from side to side. Feel your back massaged by the floor. Very gently, release your feet down and extend your legs out. Spread your feet about mat width apart and splay your feet open, relaxing the legs completely. Open your arms a little bit away from your sides and turn your palms to the sky. Relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Take a moment to notice your head. Align your head and your neck with the rest of your spine. And then sink your head into the floor as if there was a bowl cut in the floor. Let your body get heavy. Relax. Relax your jaw, your tongue, your upper palate. Relax your ears, your eyes. Close your eyes so softly, it's as if you just drape them with a piece of silk. Relax your eyebrows, the space between your eyebrows and your forehead. Let your head sink into the floor. Let your arms sink into the floor. Let your legs sink into the floor. Feel your spine relax and sink down toward the floor. Feel your flesh hanging on the bones. Relaxed. Release a little bit more. And a little bit more. Let go of your breath. Watch the natural pace of your breath. watch it get a little more shallow. Easy breath. Within, gaze softly at your third eye. As if you were watching a black movie screen, notice what floats onto that screen. Colors, shapes, pictures. Simply watching. Everything's falling away. And just be here. I'm going to quietly fade away. Stay as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us, that makes us all one. Namaste.